Fox City's Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this year. Happy New Year to everybody from our Score Chapter. We're really glad you tuned in. And we have a really great show for you this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Looks like it's going to be a nice wintry day here, but it's good to be back for the new year.
Cold weather coming, and as Joey said, be sure to be safe out there. And might even pay to put a little survival kit in your car, an extra jacket, a blanket, or something like that, in case your car breaks down. But we hope everyone stays warm, and we have a great show for you this morning. We're glad you're back with us this year. We have a great new program of coming up for you in Biz Talk all year long. And our Score Chapter continues to be pretty active in the community supporting entrepreneurs. And speaking of entrepreneurs, we have a delightful young entrepreneur this morning. Our guest is Emily Steinman. Emily is the owner and designer of Shiny Art Glass. Art Glass in Menasha. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Glad to have you.
Glad to have you here this morning,
Thank
Emily.
Thank you. It's a nice morning. It's actually still pretty warm yet, but it doesn't sound like that's going to stay too long.
Exactly. Emily, tell us a little bit about your background and what is Shiny Art Glass?
Okay. Well, my background, so as you mentioned, I'm here in Menasha. And I actually was born and raised here as well. Good. I took a small hiatus for going to school, spent about, 10 years or so down in Madison, and, went to school down there, but came right back because the Fox Valley is a great place to be, and decided to venture out on my own. Long story short, but, one of the biggest things I've learned here is you got to go for your dreams. So kind of what I'm here to talk about is what Shiny Art Glass is and how I got started. So I started out here when I was younger. My mom was always dabbling in some sort of arts and crafts, quilting, sewing, you name it, she tried it. And way back when, before kids basically is all she could explain to me because she didn't want to go into too many details about her youth, but she actually was a glass artist as well. She worked mostly in stained glass. And when I got old enough to respect the glass and not, cut myself, and I was able to, handle it respectfully.
Sure.
She taught me when I was about 13, 14 years old through the Boys and Girls Brigade. She taught me how to manipulate glass and cut it and turn it into something beautiful. So that's where it got started. But really it blossomed when we started working together and trying new techniques and learning new forms of glass, such as fusing. Now, some people in the area do know what fusing is. I have some fun other entrepreneur friends who do the same type of work. But, to be honest, fusing is a very interesting newer form of glass art.
Is that what you do?
That is what I do.
And do you do stained glass like your mother did?
I have stained glass tools and I have done some, but it's really
mostly
not my
fusing
focus anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, it would take a lot of space to do both, to be completely honest, and I wouldn't want to mix up the glass for scientific reasons.
How long have you been in business?
I have been in business since 2013, middle of summer, and it really started out on a trip to North Carolina with my family, my dad, my brother, our spouses, and aunt, uncle, and I really started talking about how, I think I want to make this a real thing. I think I can do this. I've had people buy jewelry that I've made right off of me. It's kind of strange, kind of creepy, but it's happened a lot. And my uncle actually was the one who said, well, of course, just do it. You're smart enough. You can figure it out, and we're all here to support you. He's the one who came up with the name, believe it or not.
Good.
Yeah, and he wanted to make sure that I gave him naming rights because it's true. He's this amazing guy. He lives down in Kentucky, and he He helped me figure out this name. If you looked at him, you would not think he would come up with, ooh, shiny art glass. But he did, and it really has served me well, because it's a fun talking point.
There's always a great story behind a name.
There is.
There really is. We're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to take our first break, and then we'll come back on the other side. We're speaking with Emily Steinman this morning. Emily is the owner and designer of Ooh Shiny Art Glass in Menasha, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. Our guest this morning is Emily Steinman. Emily is the owner-designer of Ooh Shiny Art Glass in Menasha. And we're going to continue our conversation with Emily in just a moment. But first, we would like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. We're located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. Our SCORE chapter services 7.5 counties from here to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 53 mentors in our chapter. And basically what we do at SCORE, we're part of a national organization of volunteers. We help entrepreneurs get started and grow their businesses. So if you're thinking of starting a business, or you're already in business and you'd like to grow your business or branch out into another activity of some kind, and you're looking for some help, some mentoring, an advisory board type of approach, maybe there's something you just don't know how to figure out, try SCORE. Look us up at www.foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at the Chamber at 920-734-7101, and a mentor will be assigned to you. All of the counseling and mentoring is free and confidential, and it's for the life of your business, not just a one-time visit. So consider SCORE for your help, if you're in your business, if you're starting or growing. Once again, that website is www.foxcities.score.org. Emily, we're talking about you starting your business and how the name came about. Your uncle had a great idea there. Tell us about some of the things that you do in your business. What does Ooh Shiny Art Glass do? What is it?
So Ooh Shiny Art Glass, I focus mostly on glass fusing. So just to continue on that conversation, I take special glass, not just your window glass, not your glass from automotive, but it's a special type of glass that can melt in a kiln. And my kiln goes up to nearly 2,000 degrees, a little bit colder than a pottery kiln, but sufficient for my needs. And most of the time, I am fusing at temperatures near the 1,500 mark. So it's a really hot job, if you want to call it that.
Sure.
And I enjoy putting things together and really working with my corporate clients mostly and figuring out how I can really help them with their needs.
Yeah, we were talking, you have kind of moved from just the simple jewelry and that type of thing into a whole different realm. How did that come about? How did you make that switch?
Sure. So I've done things where, you know, I have jewelry and smaller items for sale, and I realized that I couldn't really contain myself in some ways with enthusiasm, but also with the scale.
A lot of passion there.
Of course, but it's really the scale. You know, in one tiny piece of jewelry,
yep.
I can't contain all of the excitement I have about the art in that teeny tiny piece.
Right.
So I started getting bigger and bigger and working with bigger pieces of glass and really manipulating things and trying to expand and... Well, I guess that meant me buying a much larger kiln for my space, but it has really grown from doing these small, you know, buying off my neck kind of jewelry to now I'm working with corporate clients and doing wall installations and larger public arts. That's my biggest goal
for
this next year.
How large can you do now? How large a piece can you make in your kiln?
The interior of my kiln is about 20 by 40, so
okay.
it is a... smaller scale for the commercial side, but it is quite large for the home use. So I'm able to piece together multiple things and do lots of wonderful volumes of projects in that size kiln. One of my things I'm looking at doing this year is hopefully expanding and getting another one in addition. I have plenty of things on my
workshop,
nice
right?
my wonderful workshop wish list is getting larger and larger as we speak. Hopefully he doesn't mind too much.
When you said you do corporate things as opposed to just like wall art and specialized things like that, what other corporate activities do you get involved in?
One of the big things I have done this year is, well, I guess this past year, Happy New Year, everybody, is working with corporations and institutions on their board of director gifts, their mm-hmm. corporate donor gifts for when they have large fundraising events.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have a large donor that you want to say, you know, thank you for your amazing gift. Here's a little something back for you in your office. So I can help with that type of need here, too.
So specialized award designs.
Do you have like a range of prices? We're not quoting anything for you, but
oh, absolutely.
What's a range of price a company might be paying for something?
You know, some of the smaller individual items mm-hmm. can be between $50 and $100,
okay.
so it's really quite affordable for a business to be able to afford
yep.
a local piece of art. But then, of course, depending on scale and the quantity
sure.
of glass needed, the number of hours in the kiln, it can get quite a bit larger.
Sure.
It's all entirely upon what the customer's budget is, and I work with that, and I don't go over budget. I feel like that's a very important thing for me and my business.
What is your market size right now, Emily? What's your market? What do you sell to?
Currently, geographically, I'm in Menasha, so I kind of expand right around that area between Green Bay, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. I'm willing to travel that distance because I want to make sure I meet with those customers one-on-one and mm-hmm. really get to know their needs and their interests. But at the same time, I am willing to go a little bit farther, you know, even if that means communicating via phone and email mostly instead. And I am willing to travel for installations. So if anybody in a warm climate wants me to come out, feel free to contact me.
In the next 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're going to take another break right now. It's about 9:30, so we'll come back on the other side. We'll go into the longer segment of the program with Emily. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated in
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there. and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Now, welcome back this morning to Biz Talk. We're speaking this morning with Emily Steinman. Emily is the owner and designer of Ooh Shiny Art Glass in Menasha. And Joy likes that Ooh Shiny Art Glass. A little echo in here. That's well done, Joy. We're going to talk a little bit more about SCORE for a moment before we get back to Emily. We'll give out the phone numbers for you to call in as well. But our SCORE chapter, as I indicated in the first or second segment, is located in the Chamber Building. And in addition to doing a lot of free and confidential mentoring, we also do some training, seminars, and things like that. So, Randy, tell us what's coming up on terms of the schedule for seminars.
All right. Well, we're going to be doing the one that's probably our most popular seminar that we do. It's called Simple Steps. It's a five-part program, and it's going to be starting on February the 17th. That's a Wednesday morning, and it will be the first session will be held over at the Copper Rock Coffee House in downtown Appleton. That particular session runs from 8:30 until about 12:30, and it's free. We'd have you go out to the website and look at the upcoming schedule, register for that program. You can register for the first one and or all five sessions, whatever you wish to do. The other sessions will then be each Wednesday night, starting on the 24th of February, 2nd of March, 9th of March, and then the 16th of March. Each one of those sessions will go through a specific part of your business plan, how to put things together, including the basics. Also, we'll be talking about marketing, use of social media, that type of thing. We also do one segment just strictly on the financials, how to understand your financial documents, what's a cash flow statement, what's a profit and loss statement, and how they all work together to help you control your business. And then finally, the last one is the one that you enjoy most, and that's the one that we do called funding. Where do I find the money? Right. And we talk about traditional types of financing and funding, as well as some of the non-traditional things like crowdfunding or having investment, that type of thing.
What's the cost on those seminars?
The cost of each of the segments is $25 each for the classes in the evening. And as I said, the first one is going to be on the 17th of February, and that is free. So, but we do ask you, please register online. Go out to foxcities.score.org and register on there. It's under local seminars, local programs, and it's a fantastic program.
And stay maintained or continue to watch that website, because during the year we're putting on other seminars. We'll be doing some more with partners like CAP Services, Fox West Chamber. We partner with other organizations to bring additional seminars. It's part of our mission to help entrepreneurs succeed, get started correctly, and grow their business successfully.
Right. One other quick thing, too, is this year is the 40th anniversary for the Fox Cities chapter of SCORE. So we're going to be celebrating that in May, and there'll be a lot of stuff coming out about that program. So
a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be doing to recognize our clients and recognize our mentors in May. So keep that in mind.
And also, we want to thank our sponsors who help bring SCORE's Biz Talk program to you each weekend. We couldn't do the program without their assistance. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, First National Bank Fox Valley, or Bank First National Fox Valley, Candeo Creative, located in Oshkosh. Zach Pawlowski owns the company now, and he does a lot of good things for our BizTalk program. They actually host and help support the BizTalk website, biztalkwithscore.com. So if you're looking to listen to another program that you might have missed or you want to hear it again, biztalkwithscore.com is a great place to go because we archive our programs there. And finally, we want to thank Larry Dash and Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business or you're thinking about starting a business, you really should consider subscribing to the Business News. For $20 a year, you get a biweekly periodical that tells you about the business atmosphere, things going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So it's always good to be a part of that business community. Stay tuned with the Business News. We're going to turn back now to Emily Steinman. Emily is the owner of Shiny Art Glass. And Emily, tell us a little bit more. We were talking about the things that you do, the products that you make, and the market you serve. Tell us a little bit about how you're expanding your business and how is it going for you?
Sure. So I have seen luckily I just got a lot of my books done. I spent quite a lot of time this week going over the numbers just to review the last year, and I have had growth every single quarter over the
Excellent.
Last year, which is a good sign. That means that I'm getting my name and my product out there, but more than anything, I feel that, you know, I'm really getting my passion out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a passion for what I do, and you can't see me, but I do have a smile on my face right now because I do really enjoy what
you can
I
hear
do.
The smile.
Okay, well, that's good. I have a good face for radio. Is that what they say usually?
Randy and I do.
I'm sure that's on every single show, but that's okay. Somebody's got to say it.
Speaking of radio, let me give out the phone number quickly. If you'd like to call in with a question for Emily, the number is 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And then after Appleton, if you're outside Appleton, call us at 866-887-1150.
Okay. Well, Emily, now you started, like you said, in 2013 in April. Before you took that leap and so on, I know you've been involved in a number of different classes, courses, and so on. What did you do as far as preparing yourself for getting into business?
Sure. So, of course, I've taken a lot of different introductory classes in terms of learning the glass art. So I started small, learning those types of things, got much larger, and realized I had to go outside of the state of Wisconsin to many different master glass artists to really learn the techniques. That's only one side. The business side of things, of course, is partnering with SCORE and having Randy here as my mentor. But then also I took the E-Seed class at Fox Valley Technical College in the Bordini Center. Without that, I would definitely not have the confidence I have today to be able to say I work full-time as an entrepreneur in my own business and I am no longer working in a cubicle. That is one big hurdle that I came across originally was I knew all about the glass. I knew what I wanted to do. I had the passion. But my goodness, some of those numbers really scared me. I didn't know how to even get started.
There's more to it than just doing the glass work.
Absolutely.
Or the baking in a bakery, mm-hmm. or the plumbing in a plumbing shop. You have to know how a business operates.
And that's the thing that entrepreneurs are so incredible at, is they know their trade, they know their passion,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know the business side. And the Fox Valley has incredible resources out here to be able to provide that education and tools. And to be completely honest, with the First Steps program, that's not a lot of money.
The Simple Steps.
And, you know, that's a nice, maybe you and your significant other do it for Valentine's Day, the first big class. That's
All
a
right.
great
There's
idea.
A problem. Oh, yeah. There you go.
So, of course, there's a lot of great resources and, you know, other things that I've learned even through Pulse and the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. I can't even imagine having done what I am doing right now without those groups and without that help.
Can you, Emily, could you describe the biggest challenge you faced launching your company? What was the biggest hurdle you had to overcome to get going?
You know, I think most people would probably assume that the biggest hurdle would be financing. But although that is a hurdle at some point and for some people, the biggest hurdle truly is to understand when to leave that corporate job and when to to have that confidence in yourself and say, I am ready. I am able to do this. Mm-hmm. That is a big hurdle to say, I think I can do this. Everybody else says so, but I think I can do it. And I finally take that step and put in that notice and say, this is my goal, and I am working right now to achieve it.
Okay. When you were working that, making that decision and so on, how much planning and background did you have to do to get that down on paper?
Oh, my gosh. So one thing that particular E-Seed class did was it helped me understand what a business plan is and really fill in those blanks. But so I did start my LLC in July of 2013. I didn't actually exit the corporate world until last April. So I spent nearly 2 years working on
part-time or something.
Well, I really worked more on the background of it, understanding right. what is this going to take for me to take that leap of faith and really enter my dream and really go forward.
One of the biggest areas you and I have worked on, of course, my background is in marketing, is how to market your business. You mentioned, you know, that you working with people, but also, you know, your area that you work in. You also use the internet and other forms. What different areas do you use as far as marketing?
There are so many opportunities for marketing, especially with social media, but one thing I have learned, you know, there are, of course, traditional print marketing options out there. It can work, but I haven't seen as much of a return as I have with word of mouth and with my Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is, of course, you know, facebook.com, Ooh Shiny Art Glass. And I have a lot of communication back and forth with my Facebook followers, and my customers actually sometimes will even contact me exclusively via Facebook messages.
Yeah, that's really efficient because you don't have to have something printed. You can take a photograph, put it on your Facebook page, and promote it. You can. It's very easy to do. You just need to know how to do it and do it well consistently.
Of course. And you have more instant communication. Mm-hmm. With everybody having smartphones, you have alerts when you have a message come in, and we respond very quickly to those types of things. It's much quicker than an email or, you know, a letter in the mail. Who does that anymore?
You were mentioning the concern, or maybe not the concern, but stepping out of the corporate world and your little silo there, and now you're going to do your own business, and it's kind of frightening and scary. But I think maybe one of the things you might agree with is that when entrepreneurs do that, they don't have to feel like they're all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got mentors, Randy, Score, you got eSeed program, you network with other artists in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to talk to folks about how they're doing in their businesses. It's a constant learning experience. It's really what it is. It's a journey of learning.
It is. You really learn that you're not alone. You mm-hmm. may be a solopreneur, as I've heard before. You may be working alone, mm-hmm. and you may be the only person in your shop, but you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that there are plenty of opportunities, especially in this area, to really network with other individuals who do very similar things. Maybe it's a photography group. Maybe it's a group of individuals who run restaurants or coffee shops. You may not do the exact same trade, but you all have very similar questions and similar ideas. And if anything, you share the same type of passion.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about that kind of thing and getting together, I know you do some of the programs during the summer as far as some of the art programs and so on, combination of sales and networking. How does that work for you?
So one of the things that I have done in the past here this last summer was 3 back-to-back shows in the summer selling my work. One of them was The Artery, sponsored through Pulse, part of the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. Another one was Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass Arts Festival. Mm-hmm. And the last one was, of course, everybody knows, Art at the Park. And those 3 events were all very different and all very exciting.
Yeah.
And they brought back lots of repeat customers.
How can folks reach you, Emily? If someone is listening and they'd like to follow up next week and reach out to you, how do they reach you?
Well, if they wanted to reach me in the next, you know, couple minutes, it would obviously be at 281-1150.
Very good.
But if they wanted to reach me in the next coming weeks or even in the next year, whatever they would want to do, my phone number is 920-841-0673. Of course, my email address is Emily, E-M-I-L-I-E, yes, I'm unique, @ ooshinyartglass.com. That's O-O-H-S-H-I-N-Y. artglass.com.
You know, Tony, I think we're going to have Emily do a lot of our marketing for us because she has that kind of enthusiasm, and she also seems to cover her bases very, very well. So, mm-hmm. You know, if we need somebody to help us with some marketing, she's definitely on the ball with it. So,
a lot of passion there.
Yep.
Definitely a lot of passion. Emily, in terms of, you were talking earlier in the segment about individual art pieces and doing mm-hmm. corporate things, and before the show we were talking about the show, and you mentioned that you have this vision. Maybe you could do some art for bigger places like hospitals
and things. Of course.
Describe how that would work. You don't have a large kiln, but you can make that work. How does that work?
I can. So one thing that I am really focusing on, you know, as a 1, 2, to even 5-year plan is working on more public art. So the basically the basis of that is making larger scale installations for public institutions or even private institutions. You know, when you walk into a hospital and you see beautiful art pieces, I want to be that person that has a piece on the wall. And I want to be able to say, I have my work in this building and this building, or this, you know, maybe even the airport, the Appleton International Airport. I find that that would be a fantastic thing to do. And for those companies to be able to say that they support local artists, I think would be a benefit for them too.
And that's one of the themes you have in your website is local, local, local.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of economies around the country are looking and say, let's support our local.
Right.
Of course.
You know, speaking of that, you know, yes, you can see a lot of your stuff on the website that you have. You do the gallery that's mm-hmm. very good. If somebody wanted to see some of your pieces physically right up close sure. and personal, where would they go?
Well, first they would want to contact me either via email or my phone number.
What was that phone number again?
It's 920-841-0673.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And they can meet with me. If it's a smaller piece that they're looking at, I can, of course, bring it to them. If it's a larger piece that they're looking at understanding, they can always come to me as well here in Menasha, to my home studio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, you also mentioned that you have someplace out on the outside of your home where you actually have some of the material out on consignment and so on?
I do, yes. So I have quite a few pieces actually right now at the Fine Fox in Neenah, right on Wisconsin Avenue. Definitely check out the Fine Fox. There's lots of great shops downtown.
Where is that? On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin Avenue, 214 West Wisconsin.
213?
214.
214 West mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Okay. Yep. And you can find the address also on my website,
sure.
ooshinyartglass.com.
Down by Wilmar Candies, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually right. It's right by Elements Unleashed and a couple other different businesses, right across the street from. Gosh, there's that little green space between Alta and Plexus, I want to say.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. One of the other things you do is classes. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that for a minute or
we're
two?
We better take a break.
We're going to take the break instead. We'll,
come back on the other side.
Sounds good.
We're talking with Emily Steinman this morning, the designer and owner of Shiny Art Glass in Menasha. And you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're having a great conversation with Emily Steinman, owner and designer of Shiny Art Glass in Menasha, Wisconsin. We're learning about how she started her art glass business and how creative it is and all the different technologies that she can offer to folks who are looking for that one-of-a-kind, that one special gift, maybe to pass on to a relative or maybe some rewards in a corporate setting, some different trophies and things like that, plates.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, you had a question just before the break.
Well, right. I've had the fun, of course, of working with Emily for the last couple of years going along as she's been developing, and her business has kind of grown from just jewelry to working corporate now. You also have another part of your business which is involved with classes. How does that work?
Well, I think one of the things that I really enjoy about this medium is that I can teach it as well. Okay. So my mom taught me the beauty of glasswork, and I want to also pass that on once my, you know, once my daughter gets a little older, older than two, of course. It would be really nice to be able to pass it on to her. But for now, I am really happy to offer classes. So far, I've been offering classes in a traveling format. So I talk to my customer about the scope of the class and what they would like to get out of it. And then I bring the appropriate materials and supplies to them. We can work at the kitchen table, enjoy, and, of course, you know, if there's any libations that are included, that's up to them. But, you know, then I also now have the opportunity to have some space in my own personal studio to have classes at my house, in my location.
Okay.
So either or, either option is an opportunity there. Either way I would go, I have the ability to transport those creations of my students and transport those back to my home kiln and fire them up for them and deliver them back within a week or so.
How long is that? About a week, is it?
About a week, depending on what the project is.
Yeah.
Some projects can take a little bit longer, or depending on how many students, it can create a little bit of a bottleneck in the kiln. But, of course, that particular detail will be discussed with each individual class and
so
what their expectations would be.
If someone was going to ask you more or want more information about your classes, the phone number again?
It's 920-841-0673.
Okay. Well, we're...
And feel free to call or text me. Either way is fine, but just tell me who you are.
And what's your website? Because you've got some samples and pictures on your website. What is your website again?
I do. So my website is www.ooshinyartglass.com. And it's OOH. Shiny art glass. One thing I want to mention is that my friend Colleen with Capture Life Moments has been doing a fantastic job of getting my recent projects photographed.
Good.
So keep an eye out on my website for some more photographs to come, because I have wonderful projects and experiments coming in this next year.
Okay, well, Emily, it's been a lot of fun doing this. One of the things we get to, of course, at this point in the program is we ask you for a biz tip. So for the people out there who are thinking about starting their business, what would your biz tip for them be today?
I think one of the biggest pieces is don't think you're alone. And if you have this passion and this idea that you really want to go for, look. Look for those resources. There are plenty of great free and low-cost resources to give you the business information that you may need to really jump out and branch out and get that business plan going and actually take the first steps to launch your business.
Well, thank you, Emily. It's been great having you on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Really appreciate hearing about your business, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you so much.
I'd also like to just mention that this show is a good example of how SCORE can be one of those resources, with Randy being the mentor for Emily for a couple of years, and it just evidences the fact that SCORE is for the life of your business, not just to start your business. So congratulations, Emily. And
thank you. Thanks
for being our guest today. You bet. Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to all the listening audience. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.